About 9.5% of taxpayers, which is about 1.25 million people in the country, do negatively gear.
As the election looms, negative gearing remains a hot topic. The real estate industry believes that Labor's plan to restrict the tax benefit to new properties from July next year will negatively impact on property prices and see rents rise. They argue that a lack of supply is pushing house prices up rather than an inflationary effect from negative gearing. Dr. David Bond is a senior lecturer in accounting at the University of Technology, Sydney. He's researched the ATO data to see just what a typical negative gearer looks like, as he tells Catherine Zingara.
About 9.5% of taxpayers, which is about 1.25 million people in the country, do negatively gear. And across the occupations listed in that sample file, you see them across a whole range of occupations. The largest two in terms of who negatively gears are professionals and managers, which probably is where the Grattan Institute and the Labor Party are coming up with their sort of idea that the people that get the most benefit are coming from these two particular areas.
I suppose logically that sits well, because, or it passes the pub test, if you like, just because people in those professions have higher incomes, they're more likely to be able to afford to invest in the rental property market and have access to good accountants who can help them manage their tax flows progress like negative gearing.
There's an element of that. I think something actually even before that is that those who are on higher incomes, and when you look at those on average, those who are negatively geared versus those who are positively geared, who actually make money in net from their rental properties versus those who don't do anything. Those who negatively geared do have higher incomes. They have higher taxable incomes. They've got higher salary amounts. So they're likely to be in higher tax brackets, which means the tax benefit that they get from these reductions is going to be greater for them.
And what's the average age of a negative gearer?
It seems to be around the sort of 50 to 54 bracket is the average age of the negative, those who have negative gearing. Where you don't see a lot of negative gearers is the under 30 bracket.
Not surprising. It's harder for young people to get into the housing market in the first place, let alone to own subsequent properties.
Yes. And that's, as you say, not very surprising, because when they're buying properties, you'd imagine they're probably buying them to live in. And so to have something to buy a second one was probably not making a lot of sense. So yeah, you sort of see that sort of 50 to 54 bracket.
So when the government says that the sheer numbers, what Scott Morrison said is that looking at the value of people's tax deductions rather than the number of people in each occupation who used negative gearing is not the right analysis. He said that the sheer numbers are 2/3 of people who use it are mum and dad investors. So you're saying that he's right?
What a mum and dad investors is quite a difficult thing to put your finger on. It sort of sounds nice and touchy-feely, but what is interesting when you have a look at the people that do negatively gear, we played around with this and look at what the amount of tax that they would pay had negative gearing not existed. Fully a quarter of those people who negatively gear get no benefit from having rental losses because of where their tax sits and like where they are and how much money they make. They would actually get no benefit from these additional deductions. So there may well be mum and dad investors who are negatively gearing, who just aren't getting any tax benefit from the fact they're losing money on their rental property.
Why is that?
If they're ending up in quite low tax brackets, sort of the under the 18,000 and under, it doesn't matter if you've got a taxable income of 17,000 or 15,000, you're not going to be paying any tax on that anyway.
On that income.
So that reduction because of your negatively geared property doesn't actually benefit you.
Okay, so then we've come back to the fact that both the Labor Party and the Grattan Institute are right in terms of who is getting the most benefit from negative gearing. In other words, who are getting the most deductions, paying less tax, or able to minimise their tax the most.
Professionals and managers are the two biggest groupings of occupations that negatively gear. They also have the two largest per individual amounts of rental losses for each of those people. And their taxable incomes are the highest of all the professions that are listed out there. So when you sort of roll all of those things together, the fact that they've got the most number of people, that the rental losses they're getting are the biggest, when you're looking at their taxable incomes are pretty much up the highest, they will be getting the biggest benefit from having negative gearing in existence.
So the wealthy are getting the most benefit. How much is it costing us, this whole program of negative gearing? How much is it costing our bottom line?
On average, the average negative gearer gets a total tax reduction, and we work this out about working out what their tax would have otherwise, the tax paid they would have otherwise have had, of about just over $2,700 each. That equates, when you roll it all out, to about $3.5 billion annually.
Okay, so it all adds up, of course. That's not an insignificant number when you add it up across the country, but it doesn't seem like a huge amount for the individual.
No, it doesn't. And that comes back in part to, there's a large group of negative gearers, about a quarter of them, who looks like they get no benefit, you know, at least, you know, in that particular year we're looking at, get no benefit from being negatively geared. There are some who get quite large benefits from it. I mean, I think the biggest in there was over $100,000 less tax paid. So, I mean, you do get some who do quite well off.
That's a huge amount, isn't it, for a person to be able to reduce their taxable income by?
Well,
100 grand.
I suppose we haven't looked into what the rest of their tax affairs are like, but I mean, it is, you know, it certainly is to me quite a large amount.
On the face of it.
Yeah. I mean, the median income is around about $34,000, $35,000. I mean, when you have someone reducing their tax by over $100,000, yeah, it does look, obviously looks like quite a large amount.
Is there any profiling in terms of gender on who is making the most out of negative gearing?
Yeah, so I mean, we did split the sample by gender of those who negatively geared, and there are a few more men that negatively geared proportionally than women. It's not by much. But the net rental loss, the average rental loss for a man in the 2013-2014 tax year was about $9,800, while the average loss for a woman was about $7,000. So
I guess that reflects generally that men's incomes are higher than women's.
Yes, and when you look at the profile from an income point of view, the average salary for a negatively geared male is close to $88,000, while for a negatively geared female, it's about $52,000. And you see this throughout all the data here that, you know, there are big differences in gender in terms of earning, in terms of, you know, all the rest of the things that go on here. It's not remarkable in the sense that we know that there is a gender wage gap, and that seems to be something which just continues on. But certainly those who get into property, it's generally, yeah, men seem to be far wealthier than women that do.
So at the end of the day, it's a male professional manager who's going to get the most out of negative gearing.
Yeah, if you wanted to paint a picture, that seems to be what the data suggests. I mean, certainly the occupations that we've got listed are quite high level, but yeah, I mean, sort of managers and professionals seem to get the most out of it.
And then on that data, it's mainly men.
Yeah, they're certainly losing a lot more money, and they're losing a lot more money, and their taxable income is higher. So it means they're getting a bigger sort of tax benefit, and the marginal rate of tax is higher. So they are certainly getting a bigger benefit from it.
Dr. David Bond there with Catherine Zengara, giving us the lowdown on just who is getting the most out of negative gearing. I'm Roderick Chambers.